Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yo, welcome to NS9 post-game show powered by Permandy Brothers. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we also got Tyler. Tyler, Pirates win 10 victories on the year, 10-4. How's it going, man?
That was an ugly one, wasn't it?
It wasn't until it wasn't. No, it was, I'll say this, it was ugly, and then it got less ugly. It just got nervous. That's what it became.
Yeah. You know, we can't complain about free sandwiches, can we?
No. I mean, I can't. We're giving them away. I don't know if anyone in these comments are going to complain.
They shouldn't.
I hope not. With that said, Tyler, what do they got to do?
Just drop that hashtag, raise it, and you will be entered into that draw that DiNardo is going to run, not me, because I will screw it up. DiNardo, the smartest man in the room right here, he'll take care of it.
Well, thankfully, Kutch isn't in the room because he would disagree.
Well, we'll get to that.
But with that said, yeah, hashtag raise it. Pirates win. We're going to give away two more free Permandy Brothers sandwiches today. So definitely go ahead and put that in there. So as you can already see, make sure you do it like this. All one word, capitalized, not capitalized. It don't matter. Just make sure it's one word.
Throw it all in there.
Coach DiNardo comments in there. Yeah.
DiNardo and I were talking about it earlier. Father's Day's coming up. It's a good opportunity. I know I take my pop to Permanis for Father's Day every single year. It's a good shot for you guys to be entered into that draw to take the old man to Permanis for Father's Day.
That's right. That is right. This is a great opportunity. We're here for you. You don't have to go out there and buy gifts. You don't have to schedule plans. That's what we're here for. We're doing it all for you.
We're the
podcast of the people. But anyways, let's get
Pirates
to the game.
Pirates won.
And you know what? Pirates won on another Bailey Falter start. And the Pirates won 5-2 today. I mean, I want to talk about that. I think the bigger story might be David Bednar. We'll get to that. But two starts in a row where Bailey Falter has been quite successful. The Pirates have won both of those, and a big part of him. Is there something cooking here with Bailey Falter, Tyler, that we both missed the boat on?
No.
Okay. I tried.
No. I mean,
Tyler.
Look, I appreciate everything that Bailey Falter's bringing right now. The guy's giving you wins. 2 out of 3 starts that he's given you, he has provided a win. Actually, 3 out of 3. They won all 3 games he started, but 2 out of 3, he looked a lot better. Today, he looked, if you look at the numbers, he looks strong. I think there's a lot of the old dance through raindrops type of deal that we like to say about some other guys. But yeah, I mean, he's jumping ahead of hitters. The strikes weren't there as much as I thought that they were last time he was pitching, but hey, all you can ask for from Bailey Falter at this point is to just provide some quality innings, until the reinforcements arrive.
Whoa. Is this Bailey? I mean, Bailey Falter slander. Look what he's doing. How can you pull Bailey Falter out of this rotation and even consider reinforcements, Tyler?
I say that kind of in jest
because it is kind of funny. I am not a big believer in Bailey Falter's talents as well. I don't foresee this happening, but he now has a little two-game run, and it does make things interesting. Like, we talked about this behind the scenes a little. Like, if May 3rd, and I say that in air quotes, right, is like penciled on this calendar for when Skeens is like supposedly going to come up by a lot of people with their predictions, right? If Bailey Falter is performing like this, do you think the Pirates might say, like, well, let's push that back a little bit because there's no need to?
God, I hope not.
All right. That's another talk for another day. But yes, Bailey Falter looked. See, it's like I can't say like he looked good. No, I mean, he performed well.
Talk to me, DiNardo. Talk to me.
It was just, I'll say this. He settled in. Like at first, it was kind of like, no, I'm not even, it was not like Jared Jones at all. But as it was like that first inning, he got hit very, very hard. Things just worked out for him.
Who was it like?
Are we going to go there?
Just go there.
Is he Jeff Locke 2.0?
I hope so, because Jeff Locke had a really strong start of 2013.
So again, where is Paul Skeens coming? Bailey Falter's going to be an all-star.
Thank God this is this show.
Right. And actually, I don't know. Sean might be on to something here, too. Let Tyler cook. He's manifesting the elite fault.
That's true. I don't know, man. He's throwing enough strikes right now. It doesn't look good, does it? Like, nothing he does looks impressive. He is filling the zone up a little bit, but you just watch him and know you're just bound for something bad to happen because stuff's just not good enough. At least eye test wise for me, it's not good enough for me.
Do you know how I was talking about like Martin Perez and like Gonzalez a little bit? I mean, they're like, they're soft tossers. They're going to have their games where they implode, but like if they have the game that they're having, that's when they'll be at the strongest. Like that's Bailey Falter. Like times 13. And
I think
he does, like, he, like you're saying, like he fills up the strike zone. Like today, great example of that too. Like he didn't walk anybody. He's filled the strike zone. He's going to be very dependent on the defense. And that's why I say, like, today was a lot of very hard hit balls in the first inning, which no damage happened. Luck on his side in that sense. The luck's not always going to be there. That big inning's going to come like we saw in Miami, right? Mm-hmm. So, like if Bailey Falter's going to be productive, it is this measuring tool. Like it's filling up the strike, it's throwing strikes, having good defense behind you, which luckily he did have tonight. Philadelphia didn't have it for their side tonight by any means. But like he had it going for him and he was able to get through it. And again, like he got through it very well. 5 innings pitched, just 4 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Yes, like it didn't look good. It didn't look exciting, but it got the job done. And as a number 5 starter who you feel like probably doesn't belong in the rotation, again, you can't ask for any more than what he's provided you for these past 2 starts.
Absolutely. And really the credit Falter here, I think the biggest concern that I've ever had with him was that he's a guy without stuff that somehow was able to get the strikeouts previously with the Phillies and even last year with the Pirates. K's per 9 were pretty good. The walk rate was an extreme concern to me. And these last 2 starts, I think we've had 1 walk. He had none today, I believe. And he had 1 last week. He only had 1 strikeout last week.
It was 1. Yeah.
I think he had 1 last week and none today. That's huge. If you're a guy with the stuff that Bailey Falter has, which we've already said, that not very impressive, right? But if you're a guy like that,
he does have that extension though.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about extension, but whatever. But really, if you're a guy like that and you walk 2 guys in 12 innings of work or 1 guy in 12 innings of work, that's great. You're you're going to be able to get guys out that way. And right now he's doing it.
Let me make another Jared Jones comp.
Okay.
If you're a guy who's going to get hit hard and you're probably going to be prone to a long ball, which he definitely was last year. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like these past two starts, it hasn't been a problem, though. He had some hard hits and one was right to the wall today. It was close. Limiting the damage like Jared Jones, right? When you're not putting guys on base and you have that, that's what's going to help. So, right, him having one walk these past two starts, like even if he did give up a home run today, this team's still walking out with a victory, you know, because it was going to be a solo shot, I think, at the time, that one ball. But regardless, like when you're not putting guys on base, you're not creating your own damage in that sense, you're going to find more success. And that's, like you said, like that's what he's doing now. He's filled the strike zone. The stuff isn't sexy, but he's making it work. The defense is behind him. Three victories, but two in part by him. I can't ask for any more from Bailey Falter at this point in time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really what it comes down to him is he can't walk guys. And
right.
Granted, the eye test and everything else shows you that the other shoe is going to drop at some point, in my opinion. But right now, as long as he doesn't walk guys, he can be serviceable enough and weirdly enough an innings eater for this team.
It's weird. Like, you're talking about serviceable.
He's been beyond that, to be honest.
So far, it's all small innings. Small sample size, I should say, right? Limited innings. Right, like Miami, he had that one imploding inning and such. But he's looked good enough these past two. Like, this rotation has actually been good. Like, Mitch Keller is the one who's struggled the most. Now, again, there's more on his shoulders to be better, right? Like, if these roles were switched, like, this is Bailey Falter putting up Mitch Keller numbers, we'd be saying, oh, he looks pretty good, right? But it's Mitch Keller. You demand and expect more from him. But all in all, in totality, like the rotation has actually been good enough to win games. And that's 1 through 5. Like, it's not even just the 4. And then, there's Bailey Falter. He's been part of it.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, like, we spent a lot of the time in the offseason talking about who's going to be that 5th, 6th inning guy to get you to your back end type of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the rotation. They just get you there. They're throwing 6 innings.
And we're not seeing any piggybacking or any opener. It's straight 5 normal type starters. And Bailey Falter is one of them. He's not like the 2 or 3 inning guy. He's out there going and giving you 5. So no complaints so far. No. Now, again, fingers crossed, right? There's still risk in this rotation. But again, also with that being said, Jared Jones, the way he stepped up, really solidifies this, and Paul Skeens is there. And if you didn't see his start tonight, check out that box score.
At the very least, every single good Bailey Falter start that you can get, that's cash money.
Yeah.
Like, you don't expect it from him. You expect those to be bullpen kind of games. And every single one that you get where he can go into the 6th inning and win you a ball game, basically, because that's what he did today. They won a ball game because Bailey Falter was able to go 6 innings.
And again, like, we're talking about
house
Phillies.
We're playing with house money here. Revenge game, baby.
A Phillies lineup in Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on. This guy is just supposed to toss up home runs to this lineup. And he didn't.
No.
So kudos to him. Definitely kudos to Bailey Falter.
For real. He has gone above and beyond what I expected from Bailey Falter. I was expecting his 3rd start that I was just going to be screaming about getting him out of the rotation.
And we saw the 1st one, so it certainly looked very likely.
Oh, yeah.
But he switched it up. And I guess what I want to point out, too, just this isn't like major news in a sense, but his 2nd start, right? The 1st of the good ones, Joey Bart was behind the plate, and of course that was it seems like every week I'm turning into you, Tyler. Every week I'm getting shouted by somebody from what I'm saying. But, you know, it was Joey Bart back there. So it's like, oh, God, is Joey Bart the secret of success? Well, hey, tonight was also Henry Davis. So Henry Davis caught 4, Bailey Falter, another very successful outing by Bailey Falter. So both catchers doing it with him.
Yeah. Just all right. I'll ask, survive 1 more month, maybe 2.
Hopefully one. But if he has to do two, then also survive those two. Hey, survive how long you need to be surviving for. But I hope it's just one.
But if he survives two, like, maybe that's a good sign. That means he's pitching well.
Yeah, but maybe. That probably means Skeen is in here. Or
yeah, we'll figure it out then. Cross that bridge when we get there, baby.
Let's cross this bridge. Let's move on from Bailey Falter. Okay, so you talk about the eye test, talk about weirdness, right? Like with Bailey Falter. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like this offense today, too. Sure, they had 9 hits. They had 5 runs. But, like, was it really that good, or was it really just because Philadelphia's defense was just atrocious? Because they had gift after gift after gift. I mean, this team shouldn't have done as well as they did offensively. You take it. I mean, listen, we've seen the Pirates this year. We've seen them many years before. The Pirates have done the same for other teams. Now they're getting their payback, right? They're getting their dues. They were handed quite a bit today. I mean, it started off basically by just error after error after error. Then you start walking guys in, you know. But hey, 9 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, just 8 Ks. It was still productive.
Yeah, it looked like a high school baseball game. Truthfully, I think I have coached games that were better played defensively than what we saw tonight from the Phillies. It was a nightmare. I can't imagine if there was like a Philadelphia North Shore 9 like sister there that's doing a post game show right now, because if there was a twin brother of mine on that show, he'd probably be losing his marbles.
Yes.
That was atrocious.
Could you imagine Philly Tyler?
Whoo!
He's also, he's from Philly. So Philly Tyler, just imagine that.
Just trash.
I mean, you people, if you hate this Tyler, imagine
him. Yeah, imagine me from Philly. Just a cheesesteak eating trash can.
That's right.
But man, it was ugly. They just did not make a single play for anybody on the mound today. And the Pirates took advantage of it.
Which couldn't make plays for him either.
That's also true. We watched a ball just get bobbled to death. We watched Trey Turner decide to stop, drop, and roll on a ground ball. With Merrifield slide and just not come close to catching a baseball. One of the best defensive catchers in the game take I don't know what kind of pitch it was. I can't remember. Just off the forearm. Just terrible. Alec and the Pirates took advantage.
Being himself. He's gotten better defensively. I'll give him that. But yeah, like he looked, I think it was 2 plays. Like, they weren't errors. Because he never touched the baseball. So it ended up being nothing for him. But I think there was 2 plays by him.
It was bad. Yeah. They didn't field a baseball. They just refused to field a baseball today.
No, that was really
thank bad. You.
And again, this year especially, we've seen some pretty poor play by the Pirates in the field. Man, the Phillies just overshadowed that one.
Whew.
But hey, you take it. It's baseball. You take it.
Yeah, no complaints.
So let's. I mean, again, Connor Joe leads it off. 2 more hits. Now, like, he's only last night, yesterday, it was the only game he started now where they had a loss. So he himself is 9-1 in starts.
Yeah.
We question it early, and it's still early. And Connor Joe is one of those guys you want to have limited time, but he's productive in that, right? But like, you kind of question a little bit, like, okay, is it going to be Connor Joe at leadoff then? Hey, he's doing everything you want to see in a leadoff hitter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it against a lefty. I think eventually it's not what I want to see all the time. Obviously, I want to see O'Neill Cruz get as many at-bats as possible at the top of the order. But right now, if the Pirates are built to win, the way Connor Joe is playing, he is playing like a guy that's going to help you win baseball games, especially at the top of the order. So no complaints there. He's done phenomenally, and he did last year as well. Really early in the year, it's like you said, you don't want to overexpose him.
Mm-hmm. Much like right last now, year.
And right now they're in a spot where they're facing so many lefties that it's a good opportunity to get him regular at bats. So he's taking advantage of it, which you'd love to see. I hope it doesn't continue as the season goes on, as you face righties, which I don't think it will, because I think Shelton's at this point shown that he's going to have his lefty righty matchups. To this point, they've just seen so many lefties. It is what it is. And Connor Joe has been a really good fit for that.
Could we talk about that just a little bit? Just a little bit here. But honestly, every button they've pushed has pretty much worked. We talked about the first base. Rowdy Tellez looks good when he's facing the righties. Connor Joe looks good when he's facing the lefties. Both actually look, I'm going to say it, good. Not even just like serviceable, not even just below average. They've looked good defensively at first base as well. You know, I think we talked, like there was one incident, I can't remember what it was, but I remember thinking about Connor Joe one time this year. And then of course, Rowdy, the pick that he didn't get early on with Connor, with O'Neill Cruz. There's like the two things that stand out. And outside of that, like there've been good plays you've talked about with them. So like the first base position has been solid in that platoon. Like Edward Olivares comes over and he just looks outstanding so far. Like these platoons, like the matchups they're working with right now, like everything just offensively just seems to be clicking in that sense.
Yeah, it really is. I want to complain because I would like to see the guys we want to see hitting higher in the order, but the way that this team is constructed, they are built that they should be able to win a lot of the matchups they get against left-handed pitchers. Which, hey, maybe we're all missing the new efficiency. I don't know. We're missing that. I nailed that one. Maybe that's what we're missing in Major League Baseball, where we just find a bunch of guys that can hit lefties and 33% of the games we're going to win, and then we'll win another 62 and maybe 10 more percent of that. I don't know. I'm making up numbers as I go.
Okay.
In 5 years, when Fangraphs is talking about a team that built a roster on beating left-handed pitching, Pirates will be the start of it.
All right. Well, there you have it. Back to some sense. The guys that had multiple hits today, again, we talked Connor Joe, he looked good. Brian Reynolds came through again today, two for five with a big RBI. Also, you talk about defense, right? It was terrible for Philadelphia. Brian Reynolds had probably the biggest clutch defensive play of the game today, right? With, I think it was bases loaded at the time when Chapman was in, or was it just two guys on? No, just two guys on. It had to be just first and second that time. Because if they would have tagged up, he was on third.
Yeah.
So it had to be just two guys on. Diving catch to get it to two outs, right? And still the guy on first and second. Big clutch defensive play by him in right field. But offensively, again, to revive with also a big RBI in that spot he came up with.
Yeah. All around good game by Brian Reynolds. And I mentioned it to you earlier. We can talk about the diving plays, and he made a sliding play as well. Stole a base. Yeah. Really, the big thing that stands out to me, and you know where I'm going with it.
I forgot. Yeah.
Is the hot shot second base where he beats out the double play. The Pirates did not score a run on that. But to me, that is the difference between a winning and losing baseball team. Brian Reynolds beats out a double play ball that 99% of the time is a double play. Brian Reynolds is not a superb athlete. Most guys are not beating that out. He beats that out. He gives them a shot there, and then he steals second, which puts them at second and third with one out, gets them out of a double play. The Pirates don't score there, but things like that are the difference maker between winning 88 games or 82 games. That's the difference between being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs. Those little things. And we'll go back to it, but it's a credit to Derek Shelton that he's got these guys actually hustling for everything. we like to criticize him a good bit about maybe some managerial decisions, but this team does play hard, and I think they always have under him. And they have a group that I think will hold each other accountable to play hard.
Yes.
Brian Reynolds absolutely is not letting someone not play hard. Henry Davis is not letting someone not play hard. Cabrian Hayes might whisper in someone's ear to tell them, hey, do me a favor and don't play hard.
But he's doing that this year. Like, he's right. Whispering this year, opposed to just like sitting in the corner.
You see little things being done, and those are the difference makers.
Yeah,
I don't know if we saw that late in the 2010s.
Yeah, it definitely was. We both kind of talked about that moment. You know, you just assumed that was an out. The fact that it was safe, it was like, whoa. I mean, if this, oh no, Cruz, I'm thinking, hey, can he beat it out? When that ball was hit and caught and thrown a second, I mean, it was just an out. It's Brian Reynolds. And then you saw it safe, and you're like, whoa, wait a second. And yeah, right. Like, credit to the hustle on there. Credit to, like you said, they've missed out on so many small things this year, I feel like. They've been hitting, but like the base running's been bad, the defense, like a lot of the small stuff. That was a great series of events of doing the right thing each and every bit. It's like the hustle, like you talk about, then stealing the base, which also made me nervous because, again, it is Brian Reynolds, but he got there, which was big because, like you said, took away the double play ball. Yes, they didn't execute and score on it, but they did the small things to put him in that situation where this team wasn't doing that before.
No. They did it early last year. It kind of fell off.
Well, kind of. There was as much as there was good base running and stolen bases, there was a lot of really, really bad base running and stolen bases.
To be fair, there was still hustle last year. I don't think we've seen that fall off.
Right. Okay. So again, other guys, two hits. Triolo had two hits, 2 for 3 today with a walk. Also, Henry Davis, 2 for 3 with the RBI walk, the emphatic bat flip. RBI walk. Big game for Henry Davis.
He finally squared up a baseball.
Was he seeing that ball today? Some are asking.
I think we still got ways to go with him.
Okay.
I like that he was able to actually pull a baseball fair, which we haven't seen very often. He was on time with something, but I need to see a week's worth of Henry Davis to believe in the bat right now. I think he's got a little bit too much going on mentally right now at the plate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair. But
wait and
today,
see.
Big game. And what's funny is, I mean, they were talking on the broadcast, like Neil Walker was a big thing. Like, he's close. And today he had a big game. So again, maybe he is close. Maybe things are turning around. We'll find out. Again, I'm not going to do this off of one game. Not from Henry Davis as well, because like we've seen this also. But we know what he's capable of. But hey. So outside of that, though, Cruz 0-for-5, 2 strikeouts. We talked about Oliveras, like how good he's looked today. He didn't have any hits, but he did have a walk. As the chat's just going, I mean, it's on fire right now by this
talk
guy.
Talk to me, coach.
I'm not saying anything about him today. Today is
talk to me, coach.
Keep my name out your mouth day, and I say that for Kutch. But yeah, he did go 0-for-5 today with 2 strikeouts. Hey, 2 swinging strikeouts, so I'll give him that.
Oh, good coaching point.
You told him to swing today. Yeah, he went 0-for-5.
Hey, he listened to your coaching point. He swung.
I'm just gonna say he might have listened to same results though, but I don't know, man. I guess to bring it up, he is struggling.
You're going to bring me into it.
I'm not. I told you I'm done. I've already been dunked on and blocked by Kutch.
McCutchen gave me 3 years of happiness. Anthony DiNardo gave me 0. Andrew McCutchen is my hero. Anthony DiNardo is a 0. I will not criticize Andrew McCutchen today because he just trashed you yesterday or this morning. Maybe tomorrow.
Thank you, Tyler.
Maybe tomorrow I will criticize Andrew McCutchen. Not today. Not being roped into this bad boy.
I definitely want to say this about him. You know, like I am, now that we're, 14 games into the season, right? Like now that we're 14, when it was three games, I mean, it was just silly to me with people, right? I mean, like it's three games, relax. But now that we're 14, like, yeah, the concerns are coming. I also kind of feel like he's, I'm not saying concerned, but like, you know, he's trying to find himself right now, clearly on like mentally, internally, and on Twitter. So he's trying to find himself and he doesn't look right. He doesn't look good. But at the same time, he's been an extremely slow starter for pretty much all of his career. You know, this isn't out of the norm. Now, it's not been this bad, but he's been a slow starter. And like, so that's why I'm willing to give him the opportunity to fight through this. For one, it's Andrew McCutchen. He's earned it. For two, the offense is good enough around him that, you know, like he's not bringing the entire thing down. Now, again, we can talk about maybe fifth isn't the best spot for him to line up to do it then. But, you know, this is an offense that has come through pretty much all the year. It's not like this is back in 2022, 2021, where after one through three, there's no offense there. Like that's a bigger problem, but you can bring someone up through their struggles when the other eight guys are producing. But I am, like I said, what the hell? I am concerned.
Andrew McCutchen gave me 3 years of happiness. Anthony Nardo gave me zero. Andrew McCutchen, I will defend till the death. Maybe until tomorrow when this whole thing blows over. But as of right now, Andrew McCutchen is fine. He will be fine. Talk to me again tomorrow whenever we're not in the same day that he trashes one of our North Shore 9 members and blocks them. Until then, I am a huge Andrew McCutchen guy. I will never trash him. I love you, Kutch.
This is a fair point. Like Thomas says, he disagrees with me. Like you can win games, for example, the Detroit game if you have an effective DH. And I get it. I get it. There's certainly an argument there. But this is where we could differ. I'm also not ready to write Kutch off yet by any means. And I think this team is a better team with a good productive Kutch. So I want to get him there if he still has it. And I believe he does. Enough of it. So we'll find out. Like we're going to find out here. I am, like I said, I have my concerns, but by no means am I writing him off yet. We're done with Andrew McCutchen and none of that. None of that. Not coming from me. Clearly not from you. But let's move
on.
Blocked. We're 32 minutes in here. Let's talk again, like the real story. David Bednar.
Yeah.
You want to talk about nervous? You want to talk about concerns?
Yeah.
Right? We're talking Phantom IL stint. What's going on? Is he cooked? Is he done? Right? The volatility of relievers and closers. And Shelton comes out and says, hey, that's my dude. He's still going to be closing games for me. I don't care. And tonight, it happened. And he came into the game. And Tyler, David Bednar, concerns gone, still there, or just, okay, this is one good outing right now.
Yeah, I think I'm putting myself at risk of getting blocked as well, but concerns are still there with me. I love that either the Pirates, Henry Davis, David Bednar, whoever it was, decided that we're going to come out, we're going to blow some fastballs by some guys, and let's just try to get back in rhythm here. And we saw that first batter. You can see that the splitter in the curveball, location-wise, it's just not there yet. And I think it's something that's going to come with time. It's not something that I'm really concerned, David Bednar-wise, of whether, you know, he's lost it or anything like that. But you can see that he's just not quite there yet. And that's what happens when you don't have a spring training. Love that they came out first batter and he was up to 98 today. Henry Davis or whoever it could have been, it might have been the Pirates giving a directive that first batter, we're going to go ahead and just pump fastball. love that no matter what. I think we saw a lot of inconsistency with the splitter and curveball. A lot of the things that get him into trouble. But I'm glad they got the opportunity to give him an outing with the 3-run lead. Nothing that was super high stress. Still a safe situation. Really, it couldn't have worked out better for the Pirates to give him a spot where he could try to get back on track.
Yeah. And also, like, it wasn't like he was facing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, it was like the back half also. So, like, right. Like, if there was going to be a save situation that you wanted, this is probably like the perfect situation to put him in. I'll say this. If the other games never happened and he came out today, I wouldn't be thinking anything about David Bednar. Like, that's what today's performance was. Like, today was fine. It wasn't like he came out today and you're like, oh, wow, David Bednar, like, looks amazing, right? We say, like, oh, wow, today because it was encouraging. Based on the last time you saw him, totally different, though. Like, it wasn't perfect, sure, but did you see where he was throwing the curveball last time, Tyler? So compared to what last time was to this one, makes me take that deep breath and say, okay, like, we hear he's not injured. The velocity's still there. You know, like, if it's not an injury that they're saying it in, like, he's still going to be the closer, maybe it really is just more or less rust, right? Maybe it just really is, like you're saying, like, it's more to the fact that he didn't have the spring, just kind of thrown out here. I'm not saying it was right to throw him out here and be the closer day one either, right? Like, again, like, there's controversy in that. You can talk about it all day long, but as far as what truly matters today going forward is David Bednar healthy and is he right? And what today made me feel is I think he's going to be okay. It might take him a little bit to be David Bednar, the closer you know of, but I feel a little better today that this isn't something where, like, he's just gone. He's probably just working through being himself and he's just not there yet. So maybe in like a week's time, we're going to see vintage David Bednar. Maybe in 2 weeks, you'll see that, right? Which, again, that's your spring training now. He's there at that point. It's now opening day for him, the end of April, for more or less. So I hope it comes. But I feel better about him.
You know what I feel good about?
Who?
What? Giving away sandwiches.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, everyone, you guys stuck around with us. We couldn't shut up tonight for some reason. A Bailey Falter start, and we're 36 minutes deep into this. Actually, 37 now. Let's give away sandwiches. This is your last time. So, again, everybody, make sure you comment hashtag raise it, just like Sax Boy Philly. Gee, Sax Boy Billy. There is a the NS9 Philadelphia has got a Sax Boy Philly. How about that? Just like Sax Boy Billy over here, do your hashtag raise it. Last opportunity to do it before we draw. And in doing so, again, like, I just want to thank everyone for watching along. If you haven't yet, hit that like button, subscribe. There's also the join. We have some membership tiers. We just gave away our MVP membership this last week, and Ethan Houlihan won. So shout out to him also. But let's do it, Tyler.
Let's rock and roll.
We got the share up. The entries are closing, everybody. 71 people did it. Let's find out who's getting some more sandwiches.
Who am I rooting for? Rooting for heck of dude. Heck of dude. Come on. Sax. Really?
Sax Boy Philly won.
This is rigged.
Well, there you have it. Sax Boy Billy, congratulations. You won some from anybody. You know what? We need him to go ahead and do a TikTok with this. We need him to go some vintage pirate shopping on his way to Permane Brothers to get the sandwiches.
We do. I can't believe that happened.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Everyone can win. Everyone can win. Sax Boy, he got his turn now. Congratulations, Sax Boy. You got yourself some Permane Brothers. You know the deal. DM, email NorthShore9@gmail.com, however you choose. Reach out at us. Give me the address, send it to, and I'll get that out to you.
Make sure to tell Stephen Shea that you're going to Permane Brothers.
There you go.
It's a little bit of an inside joke of Barstool Sports.
Which I know of now because of Sax Boy and his rankings. Which, hold up, hold up.
Oh.
All right, I don't want to extend this more. It's a post game.
Come on, 34.
Again, we got beef. You know why, Sax Boy? There is no reason this guy's ranked higher than me. We have some beef, and we'll discuss this later.
I'm prettier.
With that said, Pirates play tomorrow, 4:05. Both of us back on for the post game. Yeah. Gonzalez starting.
Yeah. We'll be back.
There it is.
Hopefully to give out some more sandwiches.
I hope, because these are fun when they win.
They are. So. It's so much better.
Appreciate y'all for watching. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Peace out, Scouts.